USA Radio News.
As the partial government shutdown is in its third week with no real end in sight, President Trump will be heading to the southwest border between the United States and Mexico Thursday of this week. The president is saying he'd be okay with a steel barrier as opposed to a wall, since that seems to be one of the huge sticking points. Hector Garza is the vice president of the National Border Patrol Union. He tells Fox News President Trump has been doing stuff already along the border.
Something that President Trump did during his administration is that they actually tested a number of different walls, physical barriers, to include that type of steel fencing.
Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg is missing oral arguments on Monday for the first time since she joined the court back in 1993 as she recuperates from a recent cancer surgery. Santoya Brown is being granted clemency for killing a man who bought her for sex when she was 16 years old. The clemency done by the Tennessee governor commutes her life sentence. This is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
One suspect has been charged in the shooting of a 7-year-old girl in Houston. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has the details.
20-year-old Eric Black Jr. was arrested on a traffic stop on an unrelated matter. Harris County, Texas Sheriff Ed Gonzalez.
Mr. Black has acknowledged his role in Jasmine's murder, and we've also received information that this involves a second individual as well. We are still trying to verify some information, and this investigation is ongoing.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Kevin Spacey is pleading guilty in his Nantucket, Massachusetts sexual assault case. The judge had some strict orders for Spacey.
The case has been continued to March 4th, 2019 for pretrial hearing at 11 a.m. The defendant's appearance has been waived of stay away and no contact with the victim and the victim's family.
Spacey is accused of groping a busboy back in 2016 at a Nantucket restaurant. This is USA Radio News.
If your New Year's resolution is to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, you'll get the lowest price ever MyPillow has offered for their 4-pack, free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, use my promo code USA to get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Democratic Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez raised some eyebrows during a recent 60 Minutes interview when she said that she believes the rich are not paying their fair share in taxes. Take a listen to a portion of her comments from CBS's 60 Minutes.
Sometimes you see tax rates as high as 60 or 70%. As you climb up this ladder, you should be contributing more.
Paul Blair with the Americans for Tax Reform tells Fox News that he believes Americans, the rich, that is, do pay their fair share in taxes.
The top 1% already pay 37% of all federal income taxes. Break that down even further, the top 3% are paying over half of all federal income taxes as a share of all paid in 2016, which is the most recent data that we have. So her suggestion that only the tippy top should pay a little bit more because they're not paying their fair share just ignores the data on how much they are already paying as a percentage of the total share of taxes paid by U.S. taxpayers.
And regarding those high income earners, Blair says,
High earners have the ability to adjust how they are paid. It's not necessarily salaried income that they're making. They make this money in terms of dividends or investments that they make. And so you raise these taxes and people shift their investments to avoid higher taxes. And so what she would likely experience is no money to pay for a Green New Deal or infrastructure or any of the sort of left's favorite priorities for spending projects.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.